9:18 on the ticket, time for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by A1 Locksmith Security and Safes.
We have a very special guest here in Gordo's Corner today. Joining us on our phone now is the singer, songwriter, actor, raconteur, Ryan Bingham. Thanks for being on the show, Ryan.
Thank you.
Now, you got something big coming up at Dickey's Arena, and this is next month on the 12th. Tell us a little bit about Ryan Bingham's The Great Western.
Yeah, we're going to have a music festival and a rodeo with all kinds of extras coming to town. Something I'm really, really excited about. Been working on for a long time.
Is this early for you to wake up, or are you an early riser these days?
No, I'm a bit of an early riser.
Yeah, I figured as much. You have a lot of course, Texas ties. You grew up in Texas. I think you went to high school there in Houston. And then you just got married here in Dallas. I guess your wife's family is from here, and you got married here last year, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I read where you wrote your own vows. Was that pretty nervous? Was that a hard delivery of those vows? Did you have to read off an index card? Did you have them memorized?
I've been writing a few love songs for a while, so it came a bit natural to me.
Listen to that confidence, George. Yeah, you hearing the confidence in Ryan Bingham right now?
Well, he should. He's an incredible writer. I've enjoyed your work through the years in the songs you've written, and I always wondered with guys like you who have such a unique voice, how hard was it for you to find your voice and, yeah, I'm going to go with that, you know, and not trying to sound like someone, because you obviously have a very unique sound. How did you find that in yourself?
You know, it was tough. I was a self-taught musician. I didn't start playing the guitar until I was about 17 or 18, and I didn't really have very high expectations of being a performer. I enjoyed writing songs, but I never really considered myself, you know, much of a singer or an entertainer live, and so it was just through experience and playing those old rough honky tonks and bars in Texas, and having friends encouraging me to keep pursuing it, and it really wasn't until I started playing with other musicians that I really learned how to play in a band, and I started learning how to sing and trying to make the best of what I had to work with. So it's just something over time that I stuck with and kept working on.
You mentioned starting playing at 17, and I've read you talking about your first guitar, that guitar you got at 16 years of age, and I think you took it out to Laredo or somewhere, visit your dad. Do you still have that original instrument? Are you a guy that hangs on to all the guitars he has, or do you let them go easily?
You know, I do a little more now. Back then, I was rambling around quite a bit and living out of a truck and a camper and didn't have room to hold on to a whole lot. So unfortunately I don't have that guitar, but I've got a few now that I hang on to.
What kind of guitar was that when it's 16?
It was just a kind of a basic classical gut string guitar that my mother had bought me. It had nylon strings on it, and it was fitting for when I moved to Laredo, and you know, the first music I learned was some kind of classical mariachi stuff down on the border. So I don't know, for some reason it all worked out.
Now I think you're a J45 guy now, aren't you? That's what George plays over here on the show.
I do. I like the old workhorse J45.
Heck there. Yeah. That's awesome.
It's all down at the business end, right?
That's right. Well, you know, as a big Texas music fan, we always considered you, you know, Ryan, as a part of the Texas scene. And then Weary Kind hit, and man, you're everywhere. How did that song and being associated with the movie and then nominated for an Oscar and winning it, how did that change it at all for you?
It changed a lot. You know, when I wrote that song, I was sitting in the back of a van with a bunch of buddies going down the road. And I'd met the director and writer for the show, Scott Cooper, and he'd asked me to read the script and see if I'd come up with anything. And I ended up writing the song, and it's like one of those things, you never know where those things are going to go when you write them. And it was just amazed at what that turned into, and obviously all the opportunities that came after that. It was definitely a life-changing experience.
Now, do you enjoy writing songs, or is it pulling teeth for you like a lot of songwriters we talk to?
It's definitely a bit of a love-hate relationship. I try not to force it too much. You know, I might go a couple of months without writing a song, and then one day it'll just kind of hit me, and I'll end up walking in the room and writing two or three at a time. So I've never been very good at sitting down and, you know, crafting it out with pen and paper. I usually have to just let it come to me when it comes. So I try not to stress too much over it and just get out there and live life and, you know, go on adventures. And I always find that after a few months of travel around, you usually have plenty to write about.
Visiting with Ryan Bingham here on The Ticket, who is promoting Ryan Bingham's The Great Western at Dickies Arena, Saturday, October 12th. Now, George is kind of our country music guy here on the show, and Craig is a big fan of Yellowstone. And, of course, you made big news when you started acting on Yellowstone. And Junior's the only one that's watched this, of this crew.
Yes, I'm a big Yellowstone guy. I guess my first question, I have a lot of Yellowstone questions for you, but how did you get into acting?
Yeah, you know, the Crazy Heart, the song, The Weird Kind that I wrote for Matt, that was really my first experience with that. Scott originally just wanted me to, you know, write a song and that for the movie. And a few weeks after that, he came out and actually saw my band playing a little bar and said, "Man, I think your band would be a great fit for backing Jeff Bridges' character." And he's got a scene where he plays in a bowling alley. So it was just something that natural came there. And then the same happened with Yellowstone. I met Taylor Sheridan, and he had asked me if I'd be interested in writing a few songs. And then he found out that I come from a ranch and family, and I used to, you know, do a little rodeo stuff myself. And he said, "Well, shoot, we got to get you in this show if you can actually do some of this stuff and ride horses." And he said, "You know, if you do well, we'll keep you on, and if you suck, we'll just kill you off."
Well, your character's great, Walker. Everybody loves Walker on the show, and you're very natural in acting. I guess it's because you have that experience on a ranch. From the outside looking in, it looks like Yellowstone would be a lot of fun to work on. Is it as much fun as it looks like?
It really is. You know, I really enjoy working with horses, and, you know, grew up cowboy, and my family ranched for a long time. So to be in Montana in the mountains and be horseback and just kind of doing the things that I love to do was a lot of fun. I really enjoy it.
And I guess it worked out for you because you met your wife there on set.
Yeah, that worked out really good for me.
All right, The Great Western, Ryan Bingham's The Great Western at Dickies Arena on October 12th.
Ryan Bingham's The Great Western presented by Ryan Bingham.
Yeah, forgot that let's part. Get that in there a second time. Notice that Shane Smith and the Saints will be performing as well, Tanya Tucker. Who did you, when you were in the Texas scene and around here quite a bit playing, who did you hang out with? Who were some of your buddies or friends here in the Texas scene in music?
Oh, you know, I remember I moved up to Stephenville, Texas to go to Tarleton State there in my kind of early 20s. And I remember going and seeing Robert Earl Keen play. And at the time, there was a lot of great bands, you know, coming through there in Stephenville, like Pat Green and Corey Morrow and Jason Boland and the Stragglers, the whole Oklahoma crew, you know, Cross Canadian Ragweed and Stoney LaRue and Randy Rogers. It was just a whole great group of guys that were out there playing in bands. And I was fortunate enough to meet, you know, a lot of those folks, and they would take me on the road and let me open up shows for them. And so it was just a really, really cool scene at that time. I know that it's still rocking right now. I'm excited to have all these great bands come to the festival, Shane Smith and the Saints and Tanya Tucker and Shaboozy and Louie the Singer. And, you know, Texas is such a diverse state with such a rich musical history of all the different things that have collided there throughout time. And so, you know, moving around from the Dallas-Fort Worth area to Houston to Laredo and out in West Texas, I really wanted to kind of represent all these different musical styles that come from all these different parts of Texas and bring them to one place. So I'm excited about it.
Have you ever tried to talk to James McMurtry, and were you able to get more than three sentences out of him?
You know, I have. I used to, one of my first kind of real gigs was at the Continental Club in Austin, Texas, And I would open up for James McMurtry every Wednesday night. And, you know, he's such a talented guy. And it was a great learning experience getting to kind of be around those folks and play music with them, at, you know, every, on a weekly basis.
You got a favorite McMurtry song?
Oh, gosh, that's a tough one. Probably Choctaw Bingo is one of my my favorites. Leveland, I mean, you name it. He's got so many, it's hard to choose.
Boy, he's a great writer. As are you, Ryan. Sure. As are you.
I think he's still got that gig going at the Continental Club.
Yeah, I think
week.
He still plays it.
He sure does. I need to get back down there and go jam with him.
Well, we appreciate you being on with us, Ryan. It's been a joy to talk to you.
You bet. I am too, man. I hope you guys can make it out to the festival. Enjoy some Bingham's bourbon while you come out there, too. We're going to have that at all the bars and lots of great music, lots of rodeo and different events and special things going on. So I appreciate you guys. Thanks for the support.
How did you get into the bourbon thing? It's so weird to me. There's so many musicians like Jay-Z and everybody. Everybody has like their own liquor brand. How did you get into that?
Well, shoot, you know, I mean, playing in bars for the last 20 years, I'm basically a booze salesman, you know?
You know what you like, yeah.
But my family had a bar when I was a kid, and, you know, so I kind of obviously grew up in the bars with my uncle giving me quarters for the pool table and then playing music in the bars. And, you know, I've always drank whiskey with the band before the show, and a lot of my fans, you know, drink whiskey and always want to have a shot with us after the show. And, you know, over the years, I've had so many, you know, liquor companies come to me and wanting me to, you know, endorse their things and all of that stuff. And I said, man, maybe I should just start my own company. And I wanted to do something in Texas and keep something that was true to me. So it was, for me, I felt like a pretty natural fit.
And before we let you go, where are you living these days? Do you have a couple different homes, couple different locations that you base out of, or just one?
I'm trying to spend a lot of time in Dallas. My wife's family is all from there, and she's a wonderful family. So we've been hanging our hat in Dallas quite a bit these days.
All right. Well, okay. Whenever you're up here, come up here in studio. Yeah, hang out.
I'd love to. Yes, sir.
It'd be a lot of fun. Come up here and talk sports with us. I'm kind of a sports expert.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Gordon's our sports expert.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that.
I'm not an expert, but I can damn sure just sit and hang with you guys and talk about it and play you some music, too.
Man, that'd be great. We've got to get him and Pat Green up here at the same time.
Absolutely.
Pat comes up in studio kind of frequently.
Oh, that'd be great, man. He's one of the guys that, you know, first let me come open up for him as well. He was always real supportive of me when I was starting out. You know, all those guys were. I don't think I really could have made it in any other scene than Texas. Those guys were all just so humble and gracious with their time. And, you know, I really owe a lot to all those Texas guys that, you know, helped me get my start.
Next time you get a chance, watch the movie The Last Whistle. Pat and I wrote the theme to that movie, and I still haven't seen a check for it.
Did
so.
It win as many awards as Weary Kind?
It did not get nominated for an Oscar. No, no, no
you
did
not. You better call Greg Henry on that one. Huh?
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
All right, thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right. Later. That's Ryan Bingham. He is the title guy of Ryan Bingham's The Great Western, starring Ryan Bingham, presented by Ryan Bingham and Bingham Bourbon.
Yeah.
That's going to be Saturday, October 12th at Dickey's Arena.
Shane Smith and the Saints, that band has blown up here the last couple of months.
So has Tanya Tucker. I've heard her name a lot, too.
She's very popular. Man, he's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
He is on that show, you know, a Western show. He is not a poser. He grew up doing that. He rodeoed.
Yeah, he was on the bull riding team at his college.
He's always had such a cool vibe to him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a really interesting guy.
How does he have that voice, though? Because he talks normal, but when he sings, it's all... Man, you know, he's got that rough, crispy soaked voice.
Cuts right through. He's an incredible songwriter. Mm. Yeah, that was pretty huge.
Sounds like George is a little jelly.
I am. Mm-hmm. I wish I could write a song like Ryan Bingham. Absolutely.
There you go.
All right, very cool.